The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening, as the announcer said, to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so that you can have the second chance at the life you want. That's part of the new book I've got coming out called This Is Your Do-Over, but we'll get into that more later. We have some great topics. Is vaccination so much a public benefit that choice doesn't exist? I'm going to give you my point of view. I think choice should exist, but with a strong modification relating to education, because 13 childhood vaccines have 40,000 times the benefit than serious risk. So we ought to acknowledge, and people say, are vaccines safe? And the answer is no. There is a risk in vaccines. About 1 in 4 million get a serious neurologic problem, usually Guillain-Barré, that is a limb paralysis from them. On the other hand, something on the order of 1 in 1,000 is saved, if you have the 13 childhood vaccines, is saved from death or a disabling disability. So the odds are 40,000 to 1 that you will have a benefit compared to a risk. We don't have that kind of odds in anything else. And so it seems to me we ought to figure out how to make sure we vaccinate all the kids that we care about, which is every kid, obviously, but let's talk about that later. We'll then talk about, can a short jog lead to a longer life? That is it better to take a short jog or really train hard for marathons if the length of life is the concern, length and quality of life? And if you know a tobacco user, you'll not know them for long if these data continue. Lung cancer, past breast cancer, is a killer of women in the developed world. And that's because of smoking and a little bit of secondhand smoke, but mainly primary smoking. This is, to me, a really interesting story. About 21% of people would risk an earlier death of about a year, up to a year, rather than take a pill every day, even if the pill had no side effects. That's really remarkable data. We're going to also talk about the story about that was from Norway, where they looked at kids' sleeping habits. And believe it or not, if the kids are only sleeping, the teenagers who need between 8 and 10 hours of sleep, that's what the new data would say, 8 to 10 hours for a teenager, the average teenager in Norway who uses 3 devices, say a phone, a computer, and an iPad a day, one of those, if they use 3 a day, they're averaging only 5 hours of sleep a day. Many packaged baby foods exceed the limits of these ingredients, and they aren't healthy. And then the great Amy Morin. Amy Morin is a wonderful book out called 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. This started as a article or a little tweet, if you will, or a small article she wrote, a blog that got picked up by Forbes and really went viral, 10 million views. And her book is now out, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, published by William Morrow. So it's a really interesting thing. Things like they forgive themselves the past. They don't, if you will, one of the things they don't do is they don't dwell on the past. They take calculated risks. We're going to talk to her about her own, if you will, one of her own tragedies and how she overcame it. They don't waste energy on things they can't control. They don't worry about pleasing everyone. They don't fear taking calculated risks. They don't dwell on the past. They don't make the same mistakes over and over. We'll go into these and all of the 13 when we speak with Amy Morin, M-O-R-I-N, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And then that's the first hour. Hopefully we'll get through all of those. Now, when I talk to my son, who's a pediatrician, about this issue about should there be free choice in vaccines, he feels strongly there shouldn't be, that the scientific data is so strong that we shouldn't have free choice. But in fact, we would have never gotten the vaccines this safe if there wasn't free choice. And the anti-vaccine movement, which some physicians are, Mehmet, Dr. Oz and I contacted 150 people, everyone who had written a book or an article on either pro or anti-vaccines or the scientific study on vaccines in the last 20 years. And we contacted every one of them, and I talked to almost every one of them. There were very few who wouldn't talk to us. And then we read every one of the papers and graded it. If you look at it, the odds of a vaccine benefiting you are about 1 in 1,000. That is, if you look at everybody in the United States, the chances of avoiding a life-threatening illness because you got vaccinated is about 1 in 1,000. So it goes down to 1 in 100 if you include those diseases that are largely wiped out in America. But let's use the 1 in 1,000. And the risks of it are 1 in 4 million of getting a serious medical problem. Usually it is a nerve problem. But in fact, these vaccines have been made much safer because of the concern about safety of vaccines and mercury in vaccines, etc. In any case, they're so safe now that the odds are 40,000 to 1. So it's virtually, you don't get 40,000 to 1 odds in even you getting an apple that tastes good or whatever it is. There's nothing in life. You crossing the street has a greater risk of dying than 1 in 40,000. So we don't get this kind of odds on anything. And so my feeling is that people should get their kids vaccinated. And if they do, then outbreaks like this wouldn't exist. Now you say, what about the kids who are under 6 months of age and wouldn't have gotten, or under 12 months of age and wouldn't have gotten the first vaccine? Well, there is that risk if you let people have choice. We had virtually wiped out measles in the United States, and almost all of the cases of measles in the United States were, if you will, brought from other countries. So places where people from other countries visit. And measles is so infective. That is, if you're in a room and you breathe and you have the measles and you leave the room and someone else comes in at an hour later, they have a 98% chance of getting measles. That's incredibly infective. And as we get older, it can cause encephalitis and other things. So definitely once you hit that 6 or 12 months, you get the first shot. The next shot, you can get as early as 12 months later. So you don't have to wait till you're entering school to get the booster shot. You want the booster shot, which helps prevent it. So is there a reason that we should get it? Absolutely. Does this mean you shouldn't have free choice? Does it mean that you, as a parent, can say, I don't want my kid immunized? No, I fear that if you take away the freedom, the choice you have, that we will have, if you will, a lot of immunizations and a lot of other things happening to us and a lot of other choice that is taken away, not just on immunizations. So in this case, on immunizations, I don't see any reason for your kid or you to not be immunized. And I see a lot of reasons to be. And what happens if you decide, or someone in the group decides not to? Well, if you've got your kid protected with immunization, you're very unlikely to get the disease. We're going to have another story about immunization, who gets shingles, in a little bit, because it's actually something in the food that is triggering shingles in the majority of people. And I've got to thank Dr. Oz for getting that something largely out of the food in America. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm interested in your comments on this. You can call in 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, and we'll discuss anything you want. We're going to go on a short jog. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com. PrevaLeaf.com to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.